Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Traber, and each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today and every day by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. By State Farm agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning on Talk of the Town is Barb Hibma of Honor God Ministries. We'll talk with her about the Sheldon Area Unity Meal and other topics right after this.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town. We're here this morning with Barb Hibma from Sheldon. And Barb, let's start out talking a little bit. Well, first of all, thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate your coming in on reasonably short notice to give us some information this morning. Most people know about the Sheldon Area Unity Meal, but let's dig a little deeper. How did that whole thing get started?
Well, when we opened up the campus here in Sheldon, the Living Water Community Church, we were approached to start a community meal, and we gathered information. People were interested, and so that's how it got started, once a month.
And how long has it been going on?
I was thinking about that this morning. I think it's about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is hosted once a month at Living Water
Yes.
Community Church. And it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. What other than sitting down to eat, what all is involved in the community?
Well, they also have at the end of the meal, we have groceries that they can take home, and this is all donated by members of the community, and we also have probably 10 to 14 churches and organizations that take turns every month hosting the meal. So we have a form that they can fill out and get their volunteers and come and bring the meal. And
so it's all donated food?
Yes.
It's all volunteers from the various churches. I mean, it's held at Living Water Community Church because that's the perfect location for it, basically. It's not necessarily affiliated with Living Water.
Not other than volunteers and
right.
support.
Right. Yeah. So, but volunteers from all the churches, and it's a time when the entire community of the faith community and the community at large can come together and have a wonderful meal and fellowship, and especially nice for those who maybe would have to dine alone.
That's a big thing, and they remind us of that every month. That. Please don't stop doing this, because this is our time that we can have fellowship with other people and get out.
Okay, and the of course, your appearance is somewhat timely because it is time now for the Unity Meal.
Yes.
When is that coming up?
Monday night.
Monday night from?
5:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
So we serve until the food's gone, but
okay.
We've never run out of food yet, so.
Well.
You never know.
You and I were visiting off the air yesterday, and seems like God provides what's needed.
He does.
Yeah.
He does, yep.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about the Unity Meal, but we'll also talk about the Sheldon Mobile Food Bank. We'll do that right after we do this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
We're back on Talk of the Town with Barb Hibma and talking about the Sheldon Unity Meal, Sheldon Area Unity Meal, which is coming up Monday. And we talked about how each the churches in the community take turns basically hosting or providing volunteers and all that fun stuff. But they're not the churches are not the only organizations that are involved in supporting the Unity Meal.
Right. We also have various organizations, Maintainer, Rosebaum Machine Tool, also have come and brought volunteers and furnished the food.
Fantastic. Okay. Let's kind of shift gears now. We talk about from time to time the Sheldon Mobile Food Bank, and it comes to Sheldon once a month, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me a little about that.
Well, that kind of evolved out of the board of directors of the Sheldon Area Unity Meal. We met, and some of us felt strongly that we needed to do more, and so we have been approached at various times about having a mobile food bank and having the truck come, and it started out kind of small, but it is really, through the COVID and everything, we've had to make some adjustments during that time, but we also found it very rewarding and scary sometimes because the truck doesn't come and all the people are there and weather and such, but it's been very, very good. The community has really supported us financially and with volunteers in a big way.
And if folks would like to donate financially, how do they go about doing that?
They contact me.
Oh, yeah, it's easy enough.
I have the checkbook, so I know where to put the money.
And how do they reach you?
712-541-1502.
Okay. Now, with the Unity Meal, of course, the mobile food bank, that is the pickup location is Crossroads. Living Water Community
Yes, yep.
Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's late in the week and I'm old.
Yeah.
Living Water Community Church. And, of course, one of the reasons for that location is that you have access to a loading dock, so it's much easier to get the stuff off the truck.
Yeah. Yes, it's very convenient. We started out at having it at the Armory, but then with their heightened security and all of that,
9/11 changed everything everywhere. So yeah.
We moved over to, and then we were, during COVID, we were actually doing drive-through, and so we would really get cold.
Uh-huh.
And we had the pallets outside, and we were just like putting it in cars and all of that, but we're so glad that that's over with.
Yeah, really.
And then the loading dock is a big convenient asset to doing this ministry. Not necessary for other communities to have that, but it is very helpful.
Makes life a little easier.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about the mobile food bank, a story that you shared with me yesterday when we talked, was, and we got on the subject of God providing mm-hmm. what we need when we need it. Mm-hmm. Tell us, relate that story again about the bread.
Okay, so someone had given a truck driver my contact information that we had a food distribution and if we could use a pallet of bread, which I will never turn down because I can put it, you know, in the freezer. We could get rid of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know when he backed up to the loading dock that was frozen bread dough, a pallet of frozen bread dough. And I said, oh my.
And you didn't have a freezer.
No, we didn't have a freezer for
available,
that.
Yeah.
For that. So I immediately called Jessica over at Jess's Restaurant Supply and I said to her, Do you happen to have a freezer? And she said, strangest thing. She said, last week we got a freezer, a commercial freezer, which is the kind that we use, and we didn't even order it. And I said, can you bring it down to the church in 15 minutes? And she said, well, that's another thing. She said, my husband's never here in the store during this time of day, but he is here right now. I'll ask him. And so within 20 minutes, we had a freezer installed and we had the frozen bread put in that freezer. And so and at that time, it was really a blessing because that's when things were kind of, you didn't know if you were going to get your stuff or not, you know, mm-hmm. everything, groceries. We didn't know when things were coming, and it was just, God always gives us what we need.
Even when we don't realize we need it.
When we don't know we need it, but usually if there comes like a donation in or something, I never say no because God usually shows us in the following weeks why he brought that to us and who needs it. So I want to say this too, since I have the microphone. So at our last food bank, I said, you know, to some of the volunteers, we were putting stuff in the freezers. I said, people need to understand that a successful food bank is one that has empty shelves, because if you're not moving this out, you're not doing the work of God.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Okay. That's the Sheldon Mobile Food Bank. Do we know when that is coming the next time?
Okay. That is, the next one is September 5, and we're switching to Thursdays.
Okay.
So because the Food Bank of Iowa has had a shift in their, they have to be more proficient in their deliveries. And so
sure.
that's sweet. And since they're bringing us the food, we comply. And so, and also I wanted to mention that we also work with, in cooperation with Love, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's ever, they have emergency food needs, we take care of that. And then also, we're also associated with the Sheldon Ministerial and their Coats for Kids project that's
sure.
coming up. So during the October and November food distribution at Living Water Community Church, there will also be the Coats for Kids held at the other end
okay.
of the building. So the people that come can benefit from both.
Two birds, one stone, so to speak. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up Monday is the monthly Sheldon Area Unity Meal. Those hours again are?
5:30 to 6:30.
And what's on the menu?
Okay. So we're grilling brats.
Ooh.
And we have brats that are from Babcock. So they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I make the calico beans. And that's like it's beans with bacon and
hamburger
and
all
that.
Kinds
yeah.
of
it's
beans.
not just beans.
Yep.
We always get rid of those.
One of my favorite dishes.
Yeah, and then mac and cheese if the kids, you know, want that, mm-hmm. and or adults. And we have chips, and then we have a different dessert this time. We have ice cream and cookies.
Sounds like quite a spread.
Yep.
Fantastic. And that's Monday, 5:30 to 6:30, Living Water Community Church, which is located on 2nd Avenue or Business 60, right across the street from Iowa State Bank.
Right.
Sheldon. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to mention while you're here today, Barb?
I can't think of anything.
Well, if you're like me, you'll think about it 5 minutes after you walk out the door. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate you coming in, telling us about the Shelton Area Unity Meal and the Shelton Mobile Food Bank. So you have a wonderful weekend, and good luck on the Unity Meal coming up on Monday. That is Barb Hibma from Honor God Ministries talking about the Shelton Area Unity Meal and the Shelton Mobile Food Bank. We will be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC's brand statement is, "Your success is our story." This means every employee at NCC embraces a culture of success for our students. NCC offers a friendly community feeling. Since everyone on campus is dedicated to your success, everyone on campus is ready and willing to help. They try to make it as easy to fit in and to make the transition to college as smooth as possible. NCC, your success is our story.
Sisters Day Bank of Shelton and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Sisters Day Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Sisters Day Bank of Shelton and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. The train station 2 has arrived in Shelton, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Shelton.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program. It is presented each Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 by Maintainer Corporation, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Shelton and Boyden, Sanford Shelton Medical Center, by Corner Discount, and by the Train Station and Train Station 2. The show will be posted to the website kwaradio.com later this morning as a podcast. If you missed part of the program, you can go back and listen on kwaradio.com a little bit later this morning. Again, thank you for joining us, and join us again Monday morning at this same time for Talk of the Town right here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM.